But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This is Jones and Keefe.
This whole situation is on me. I feel terrible for Gerard because I put him in an untenable situation. I know that he has all the tools as a head coach to be successful in this league. He just needed more time before taking the job. In the end, I'm a fan of this team first, and now I have to go out and find a coach who can get us back to the playoffs and hopefully championships.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Ready to put Robert Kraft in the hot seat.
Put him in the hot seat. I think it's time.
I think so.
Why
trust
not?
Trust level with ownership doesn't feel like it's at an all-time high.
Trust level midnight.
They maybe won back a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. By making the right move in firing Gerard Mayo on Sunday, like an hour after the game. Kraft talked about it yesterday. You heard it here. Live on WEEI yesterday. We'll take your thoughts on it all day long. Here on Jones and Keefe. But how much trust you put in Robert Kraft comes down to this coaching search. It comes down to a new personnel guy. If there is a new personnel guy, why is Elliot Wolf still here? It's something we talked about yesterday. It's something we reacted to in the immediate aftermath of that press conference yesterday. What's the trust level in Robert Kraft these days?
It's low. However, let's start with this. Let's start with a positive.
Okay.
Three things I think Robert Kraft has gotten right. Knowing when it was time to move on from Bill Belichick, knowing when it was time to move on from Gerard Mayo, and making sure the team drafted Drake May. Whether he had any say in that or not, I guess it's sort of up to your interpretation, but they at least took the right guy at three. Okay, but everything else? Hiring Gerard Mayo in the first place, a disaster. Having Elliot Wolf be promoted to the spot that he's in seems like a disaster. The whole, you know, not interviewing head coaches last year, disaster. The offensive coordinator thing, and by all accounts being cheap and having to settle for your 13th option, not very good. Having all this cap space, not even spending it, not spending real cash dollars on the team, you know, cheaping out on the roster, terrible. So, yeah, he knew when to move on from the coach, but he never should have hired that coach in the first place. So it's hard to have a great deal of confidence in him. Yesterday's press conference, I think, kind of summed that up, where he sort of starts out by, you know, saying he feels bad for Gerard Mayo, which is fine, put him in a tough spot, all that. You're like, all right, good, you made that move. And then it just kind of slipped away. Like, is Elliot Wolf back or is he not? Is the next head coach going to make those decisions or is he not? Do you have two quarterbacks or do you have one? Like, it just kind of slipped away. So, no, I don't have a great deal of confidence.
So, this might sound weird to phrase it this way, and I agree. I think he got all three of those right. I'm not sure everybody agrees with you and I on the Bill portion.
Oh, no, I think that's like 50-50.
I think
that's,
a lot
that's
of people,
just me speaking.
A
I
lot
think
of people disagree with that. So, a lot of people might only have two check marks, knowing when to move on from Mayo and drafting Drake May, having input and say in drafting Drake May. I'm with you on all three of those. I think that's a good list. If you want to look for reasons to have faith in Robert Kraft beyond six Super Bowls and two decades of success, because I think we know who had a big hand in that success. So trying to really put it on Robert Kraft, I think those are good things you've identified. I do think firing Mayo was easy for a lot of us. It was hard for him.
Yeah, I believe him when he says that.
It's his handpicked guy. Yeah. But that he knew when he fired him that was going to be a PR win and a popular decision. So it's embarrassing to take your handpicked guy and fire him. But it is an easy call when it comes to your fan base and your own popularity and winning back any trust from the fans. I don't trust him, but that was a step in the right direction for me. And this coaching search is going to go a long way to getting me back on board, if I even can get back on board. And Elliot Wolf's role is going to go a long way in that as well. Does he hire Vrabel? I'm not going to fully trust that. does he hire Ben Johnson? I'd feel a lot better about that. What's the breadth of their search? I mean, are they going to interview Liam Cohen?
Yeah. They go 15, 20 candidates?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would bring in some of the names the Jets are bringing in, but you should talk to...
Yeah, you might as well.
7, 8, 9, 10 candidates?
You make up for lost time. You didn't talk to anybody last year.
Thank you. At worst case scenario, you get a few ideas or make a few contacts, which we know they are woefully short on having any contacts throughout the league, anything outside of the walls in Foxborough. So a bare minimum, do that. And go through the exercise. So that'll give him a little bit more trust. You know, call about Kevin O'Connell. We'll get to that later on in the show because I find that interesting. And I think they should do a full-on search. But Elliot Wolf in his role is a big part of this as well. Why is he still here? Is he going to be part of the decision-making process moving forward? I know some people feel like he won't be. I'm fearful he will. And we'll get into that with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there as well. And you can follow along on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Some news, by the way.
Yes.
Mike Vrabel is going to be interviewing with the Bears. He also has an interview lined up with the Saints, or they've at least requested that he'll talk to him. Ian Rappaport adds to the Doug Kide report that Vrabel will be interviewing with the Bears. He says, while many assume New England is the eventual landing spot, Vrabel will go through the process.
All right.
Jets first, Bears tomorrow, Saints on that list as well. Mike Giardi has some interesting comments about Jerod Mayo's locker room as well from some players, anonymous players, inside the locker room that we'll get to coming up. But Elliot Wolf in his role. Nick, can we cue up a little bit more of Robert Kraft yesterday? I didn't love this. I feel like Kraft was all over the map on Elliot Wolf. And I feel like the reporting today is a little bit all over the map on Elliot Wolf. Here's Robert Kraft yesterday.
What will happen with, for instance, the personnel department? What decisions will be made with whoever the next coach is having the latitude to bring in his own players, his own scouting staff, his own coaches?
Yeah, well, we'll wait till we bring that coach in. And he obviously, he's going to have big input on who the players are and who the coaches are. It'll be his decision. So
at this juncture, would it be status quo for everybody on the staff until an individual is found?
Yes. We'll let him, look, we move fast, and we're going to let him make those decisions.
Okay. So I heard that. So you and I read that a little differently yesterday. Where are you at now with those comments?
I think the coach is going to have a major say in the coaches, and if he's having a major say in the players, I would think you're not expecting him to be Bill Belichick and take on that role, but you would expect him to have either, you know, approve a player personnel guy, if not bring one in with him. That's how I view that. Now, I think you're leaving the door open to all the guys that are currently on your staff that maybe the new head coach, like some of those guys, wants to keep them on board. So rather than firing all of them and rehiring them, there's no real rush. They're under contract. So let the new coach. So, like, he kind of laughs off the question at first. He's like, well, let's wait until this guy comes in here. Because I think he is hopefully going to empower that guy to make a lot of choices.
Yeah. He says he'll have a say. A lot of people have says in organization. Is he going to have like the actual pull and yank and final say?
Well, how many head coaches have say in the players, like final say on the players? I don't think too many.
No, maybe if I had to guess off the top of my head, five-ish, something like that.
And, like none of them have like
I think
the title.
Shanahan is one of those guys, right? But they may not have the actual title, but I think they have a big role.
Oh yeah, they work really closely with the person that's in charge. I read that as that's what it's going to be with the player personnel, and then it's going to be fully up to him to pick the coaches.
Yeah, but then, so why is Wolf here? I haven't heard a satisfactory answer on this.
Well,
it's like, he's under contract. No, Andy Hart gave a good
Hart had the best
conspiracy theory.
Yeah, he had the best theory yesterday, which was this is already a done deal with Mike Vrabel, and Mike Vrabel approved Elliot Wolf. So they're just everybody's playing out the process. They're all going to do other interviews, including Vrabel, and then it's going to be him here, and he already knows that Elliot Wolf is fine.
Yeah, so that could be one.
It could be.
Vrabel, and I think Phil Perry subscribes to that too. I'll read you some of his reporting coming up. So like maybe they know Vrabel's more open to the idea of Elliot Wolf being on board. And yeah, I'll work with Elliot Wolf. I might bring in one of my own personnel guys as well, but I'm interested in continuing to work with Elliot Wolf. That's very possible. And it's all hashed out and it's all a sham process and it's going to be Vrabel and this guy. I don't think Ben Johnson would sign up for that. Maybe Vrabel would. for all I know.
Let's say they're blown away by Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
Robert and Jonathan are.
Yeah.
They're blown away by Ben Johnson. And then Ben Johnson says, I would love to bring in a guy from Detroit to run the player personnel. Do you think Robert and Jonathan would sign up for that? Because I think they would. I think if they're willing to...
I like to think they would. I'm fearful that Wolf would still be here because, Keith...
Man, if Ben, weird.
Ben Johnson brings... Here's why I'm fearful of it.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson brings in his guy and his personnel. The Crafts need a guy. They need a guy to know what's going on with the team and to give them information and, like... It's their organization. They need a guy. They've always needed a guy, and I'm starting. I thought it was Mayo. I'm starting to think Wolf is their guy. Wolf is their guy who runs him information and gives him stuff, and he clearly has their ear. He stabbed Mayo in the back. He's still here. Mayo isn't. So I've heard this theory. Oh well, you need people to stay here and run the ship because you can't just empty out the whole personnel department. Agreed. People need to be here.
Yeah.
Elliot Wolf doesn't need to be here.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you need Elliot Wolf.
Let me give you an example. The Commanders a year ago. The Commanders brought in a new coach. They have a new owner. They brought in a new personnel guy, Adam Peters.
They drafted the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, thank you. And like we're pointing to them as like the example of what
they're
want the Patriots
playoffs.
To do.
Right.
You could have kept around people to continue with the draft process and continue scouting and everything else to flip over to the new coach when you get him in here and new personnel guys. You could have done that and fired Elliot Wolf. Elliot Wolf doesn't have to be here to do that. So why is he still here? I'm fearful he's Kraft's guy, and I'm fearful that they want to keep him around.
It's like a Jack Easterby situation. I know it wasn't the same. He didn't have the same like player personnel role, but it was like he was here way longer than he thought he would be, and then he was in Houston way longer. He just kind of like latched on and was in there.
I don't like it.
And you're like, what?
I don't like it one bit. Here's Phil Perry on the latest on Elliot Wolf. I'm told there's no guarantee Wolf will be leading the personnel department in 2025. No guarantee.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean he's out.
But there's no guarantee.
No.
I'll take that as a positive.
But there's no guarantee he's gone based on that. People are taking that. I've seen this report on social media. Oh, Phil said this, and I trust Phil's reporting.
Yeah.
We'll ask Tom Curran about it at noon coming up. High noon on a Tommy Tuesday, Tuesday. We'll tear off some playoff teams as well.
All right.
A little over an hour from now, Kiefer Madness at 12:45. So a busy Tuesday as always. I'm told there's no guarantee Wolf will be leading the personnel department in 2025. That doesn't mean he's gone. That's not reporting
doesn't mean he's not gone.
But that's not reporting he's gone. I've seen people taking that as, oh, he's out.
Well, nobody's gone yet.
Right.
Nobody's gone except for Mayo.
Right.
So we're just kind of waiting around.
I don't like that. I still don't like that.
Yeah, but what are the chances that, and I know we're talking, you know, coaches and Elliot Wolf specifically.
The chances are more than zero. They should be zero. If you fire him, they're zero. If he's still around, there's a chance, which is too high.
But it's not like Elliot Wolf and Mike Vrabel. This is just a theory that Andy Hart had, because it's not like Mike Vrabel and Elliot Wolf have like this long history that Mike Vrabel's for sure going to be like, yeah, he's
definitely
the guy.
No, but what if it goes something like what Andy laid out yesterday? The Crafts know Vrabel. They're talking through back channels.
Maybe.
And they go, we want to keep Elliot Wolf around. How do you feel about that? And he goes, yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
I don't know. I think he's going to be pretty... I think he's going to make his opinions felt about the player personnel guy, considering that's what ultimately led to his demise in Tennessee. I think, you know, John Robinson trading away A.J. Brown was sort of the breaking point, and then it kind of, you know, went south from there. So if he's not on board, like, he has to be pretty convinced that Elliot Wolf is going to be good. Otherwise, I don't think he wants to take on that situation.
If a new head coach, writes Phil Perry, is hired and has strong feelings about bringing aboard a new front office chief, as would be the expectation for someone like Vrabel, the belief internally is the Crafts would be open to that kind of suggestion.
Okay.
Open.
Okay. You got to be open, as long as you're not closed to it.
Would Wolf be open to that type of arrangement, though?
As
Executive Vice President of Player Personnel, no GM, not GM. In fact, the Patriots have never given out that title. In their history, under the Crafts, have not given out the title of GM. He could be asked to take on a role beneath an oncoming personnel boss, whether that's the head coach himself or someone with a front office background brought aboard by the head coach. Does Kraft believe that Wolf deserves more time based on the rapidly changing nature of the football operation after Belichick? Does he believe that Wolf deserves more time because in the spirit of collaboration, the coaching staff had a real say in personnel decisions last offseason? Or is Kraft's respect for Wolf's resume and their shared time together that has brought him one more time, or more time rather, in the owner's eyes? Whether Wolf will continue to have final say on the roster or not is still to be determined. Determined. It's not done.
TBD, though.
But Kraft's commentary on Monday is indicative of his desire to keep Wolf and Wolf's scouting methods a little longer. People are treating this like Phil reported he's gone. That's not what Phil's reporting at all.
No, I think it's But I at least have hope that the next head coach will have a major say. And if he doesn't like it, and hopefully he has a guy that he wants to bring with him or whatever else, then they'll make that change then. And they're just waiting to do that because they said, all right, we've already had Elliott Wolf. He's been here for a little while. The Crafts like him for whatever reason. They're not just going to blow him out for nobody because, you know, we could say that they have a done deal with Vrabel, but what if the Bears offer him $20 million or something? Like, what if he's gone? Then you're like, oh, wait a minute. We just fired this guy. We thought Vrabel was coming in. So they need to wait until they have that guy because there's really no harm in keeping Wolf on the staff right now.
Yes, there is.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, why?
Was there harm in keeping around Mayo for a couple extra days?
No.
I think there was.
Well, no.
Get those guys out.
They should have fired Mayo last Thursday, but like Sunday afternoon versus Monday versus today, I don't think that really matters. I guess you want to get interviewed. No, but I'm just saying the next head coach, I think, should determine the next GM. Therefore, you don't have that head coach yet. So what does it matter if Elliott Wolf goes to the office this week?
If Elliott Wolf is gone, definitely gone, you fire him with Mayo. You do it all together or you do it one day apart or something like that. He doesn't stay around. And again, I'll give you the example of the Commanders. Last year, they blew out everybody. So I don't like where this is going. I really don't. And hopefully Wolf is just around to run errands and do stuff in the meantime.
Somebody could get coffee, get those donuts in the morning.
But there are a lot of people in the front. Matt Groh could do that.
Yeah, he could.
Alonzo Highsmith could do that.
Like, he might also go to North Carolina.
There's so many people in the front office that could do that just to keep the train on the tracks. It doesn't have to be Elliott Wolf.
No, that's fair.
Elliott Wolf feels like a Kraft guy. He feels like the guy who won the survivor battle between him and Mayo.
Do you think I'll be on your side if we find out that Elliott Wolf prevented somebody like Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel from coming here? But I don't think so. Those guys have both, or Ben Johnson's agreed to take an interview. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Jacksonville where they see Trent Baalke still hanging around and coaches are like, no, thank you. So at least he's not.
Well, Ben Johnson's taking an interview with Jacksonville too, isn't he?
Is he? I don't know if everybody is.
Was it him or Vrabel? I'm sorry. Maybe it was Vrabel. I take that back.
Maybe Vrabel. I think Ben Johnson's just Chicago and New England as far as I know.
The Jaguars have requested permission to speak to Ben Johnson, so that doesn't mean they're getting
him. No, it doesn't.
They also put in a request today for Liam Cohen. Those are both from Rap Sheet.
So we have, like, that's one thing. None of us think Elliott Wolf is good at his job, but I don't think he's preventing. You're interviewing the best candidate that's out there, so that to me is at least a positive step. And if we, again, 2 weeks from now, if we find out that, oh, Ben Johnson didn't take the job because he didn't like the direction of the front office, then we can all lose our minds.
Yeah. No, I mean, if he's still around, I think we will.
Yeah.
And this is why it comes down to trust. This is why we started the show with, do you trust Robert Kraft? Because I still really don't. I didn't think he would go through with firing Mayo, but taking a step back from it, I give him credit for that. I do. It is an easy one. 91% of the fan base or whatever, when Hart did the poll last week, 2 weeks ago, 91% of the fan base wanted him gone. It was a popular decision. That's an easy one. And I guess Wolf would be as well. But you also need people within your organization to bring you information and run stuff up the chain and what's really going on with the team, what's really going on in football ops. Elliott Wolf feels like that might have been the guy last year, not even Jerod Mayo, because Mayo's gone and Wolf is still here. So do you trust ownership? Should we trust ownership and give them the benefit of the doubt? I'm still skeptical of that. 617-779-7937. And I don't think anything that Phil Perry wrote says that Wolf is gone or won't have say. It's that it's not a guarantee that he'll be running personnel.
It's TBD. It's a well-crafted, long-winded TBD. That is what that is.
Can I read you a Burt Breer tweet we had yesterday?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Burt Breer said, I don't think Ben Johnson would take an interview if this was a sham search, so Vrabel's the favorite. But he also says, post-Belichick, they set it up so Elliott Wolf and the head coach would report to ownership. I'd expect it to stay that way. That's what Breer wrote.
Yeah.
I'd expect it to stay that way. Wolf and the coach report to ownership.
But Breer's also more pro Elliott Wolf and giving Elliott Wolf a shot than a guy like Tom Curran, who's going to join us today at noon, is. So I think it's funny how sometimes you can read between the lines of some of these guys.
Well, good. Let's say, maybe Breer is compromised, and maybe Curran can let us know at noon. But I don't give ownership the benefit of the doubt. And I don't know if you guys out there are feeling any better. They win your trust back by firing Mayo. 617-779-7937. What are you snickering at?
Rocky's Data 0901 in the Twitch chat says, it's off topic, but does Matt Groh wear a rug?
He's got some interesting lettuce, I would say, up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, we can dig into that. I don't know the answer. I don't want to just throw something out there, right, and have it come back on me. So I'm just going to say, I don't know.
Is that why?
It's worth investigating.
That's why Wolf's still around. Kraft's like, I would have Gro do all the errands.
They just they talk about him on his back.
I can't take him seriously with that dead animal on his head. I can't do it. We'll get to your feedback coming
up. I don't know because, I mean, unless, so if you were going to go down that road, right, of wearing a toupee, would you want to?
It grows back in blotches.
Would you wear one like crazy so people are like, that's got to be his real hair? Because like if you're going to do a toupee, wouldn't you make it look like more like legitimate?
Yeah.
I think that might be the best. You're hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
Just a wild mop on top.
And you're like, people are like, that's got to be his real hair.
It's got to be real hair.
No one would wear anything that insane.
Like a completely different tone than like the horseshoe around your ears.
Just all off. Just like, it's like curly and it's just like
silver
a different
sides and back.
Yeah.
Jet black on the top.
Nice. So Mike Vrabel is taking interviews.
Is that a toupee, you piece of crap?
Mike Vrabel, definitely real hair, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So Mike Vrabel taking interviews, does that increase the urgency for the Patriots to get out there? Is it transparent what Vrabel's up to? Who should they choose, Vrabel or Ben Johnson? Are they down to just two candidates? And how much do you trust ownership to do the right thing with personnel, i.e. is Elliott Wolf still going to stick around and survive this whole regime change? We'll get to all that with your phone calls. Billy Lanny with the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins and Celtics return to action tonight. The Bees look to snap their four-game losing streak when they host the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers are on a three-game winning streak. Puck drop at the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. Celtics close out their four-game road trip tonight in Denver against the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon and Spencer Jones are out for the Nuggets tonight. Tip-off at Ball Arena is at 10 o'clock. And Wildcard Weekend in the NFL begins this Saturday. You can hear the call of all the games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Westwood One's coverage will begin on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Well, Ben Johnson's certainly going to be at the top of a lot of lists, but the Lions offensive coordinator is planning on taking a very different approach to this hiring cycle than he has to the last couple. He will not chase interviews. If he takes an interview, it's going to be with the intention of actually pursuing the job. And to that end, he has a couple of criteria. Number one, he'll be looking for organizational alignment, in particular between the GM and the head coach. And then he'll be looking for a recognition from the organization of the things that have gone wrong and a willingness to fix them.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Busy Tuesday, as always.
They always are, Jones.
Tier Tuesday coming up less than an hour from now. We're going to tier off the top teams remaining in the NFL playoffs.
Just all the teams remaining.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. All the teams remaining. The top teams in the NFL.
We got rid of the fat. We're down, to the prime pieces of beef.
We're trimming it up.
Yes, sir.
Is what we're doing. Yeah. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon.
Nice.
On a Tommy Tuesday, plus Kiefer Madness at 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it.
It's a creature feature.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Kick off the year, right?
That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you anymore. I don't need to tell you anymore.
Okay, good.
It involves a creature.
So that's how you get in touch with Jones and Keith, 617-779-7937. A lot coming up on the show today. That was Burt Breer, and I only caught that comment. It was from the Lions-Packers game last month, and that was Burt Breer on Prime Video before the game. He quote tweeted his own video, Keith.
Love that.
And he tweeted out,
I'm not above that.
I do it multiple times a week. He goes, as of right now, Lions OC Ben Johnson plans to take interviews with the Bears and Patriots. Signs he has real interest in the jobs. In New England, it illustrates too the respect Elliott Wolf has league wide.
Nice.
As we said last month, Johnson's approach will be different last time. So his view needs to align with the personnel guy's view. And so people are sending this in, 617-779-7937. Here you go, Jones, please. Oh, no, that one's about Vrabel.
They all start with Jones,
sorry,
please.
Sorry, Jones, please. Yeah, there's too many of these. That's a good
Jones,
point.
Jones, please.
Stop with the narrative about the Wolfpack.
What do you mean?
He's here until the draft or until the new coach picks his people. It's a dumb talking point. Someone needs to turn the lights off. So, like, I don't know. That's not what Burt Breer is reporting. Burt Breer is saying that he has respect league-wide, and he's quote-tweeting his own video about Ben Johnson and an aligned view. Phil Perry is writing at NBC Sports Boston, Elliot Wolf maybe it could work with Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. That doesn't feel like a crazy thing to suggest that Elliot Wolf could survive this thing. And, oh, by the way, we get this one, too, on the text line. Vrabel's not coming here without all the power. Okay, well, where's he going?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get all the power anywhere. I think what he would hope for
is... Is he going to choose the Jets job over this one? Or is he going to say, you know what, I don't have all the power, but I'd rather go with Drake May than the stupid Jets. Is he going to take the Saints job?
I don't think any coach is getting all the power. It's why Bill Belichick's not in the league.
Yeah, true.
Right? So I don't think they're going to just hand it over to Mike Vrabel.
So all the power is too strong.
Yeah.
But
but you want him to have a good say. Like, there's a balance.
If the Kraft say you can't bring a personnel guy, you're working with Elliot Wolf.
Ben Johnson's not taking that job.
Okay, I agree on Ben Johnson.
Vrabel? Maybe.
Is Vrabel going to go, Ben Johnson's taking the Bears, and now I can either take the Jaguars or the Jets or the Saints?
All right, so there's only five.
Or I can just work with the best quarterback, and I don't get to bring my personnel guy. I don't think Vrabel has as much leverage as people are suggesting.
Now, there's five.
He was out of the league last year as a head coach.
So that's my point. There's only five openings, which is like half as many as I thought there were going to be. If you are like in a vacuum, power ranking the head coaching candidates, would Vrabel be second on your list?
Yes.
After Ben Johnson?
Well, I'm sorry. I think he's the second most sought
after. Like the way he's looked at.
Not on my personal list, but yes, I think league-wide he's viewed as a number two.
So then maybe he has a little bit more kind of, you know, say than like, oh, I have to work with Elliot Wolf even if I don't want to. Like maybe, you know, in Chicago, or I don't think he'll take the Jets job, but you never know. They offer you enough money and they offer you a little bit extra control, then maybe you would do that, right? Like certain players, like if it's more money, like, all right, I'll go do that and make the most of it. Because, yeah, you have Drake May here, but what else is the selling point again? Like, it's not. I think it's a better job than most of the other ones that are available, but it's really just because you have that guy. You have your work cut out for you. There's a lot of other things that you need to do.
Yeah, no, and you have to want to come in and start from the ground up and implement your vision. And can you do that if you're shotgun married to another personnel guy?
I think it is. The timing is weird because you fire the head coach, and normally that means the entire coaching staff is gone. And then there's, I don't know, 50-50 on whether or not you commit to the GM or you don't. The Giants, they just had their announcement that they're keeping everybody. You thought maybe they'd both be gone? No, we're keeping everybody. But with the Patriots, right now it's Mayo. To me, it feels like a holding pattern where you're like, all right, Mayo's gone. You had to have the big announcement. You had to sort of appease the fans a little bit with that. And then now you wait, you do your process. Kraft did say, we want to work quick. So I don't know how quick, which I am no stranger to, but they want to get their head coach in, I guess, as soon as possible. But then from there, wouldn't you imagine a ton of transactions, like coaches left, right, and center gone, even changing of roles in the front office?
That's what I'm hoping
for.
But I don't know that I fully expect it with Wolf.
No guarantee.
I get it with Van Pelt. Like, okay, Van Pelt maybe would stay on as a quarterback's coach, or if you have a play caller like Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator in name only, but he won't call plays. I get it with Van Pelt. I would have blown out Covington with Jerod Mayo. I would have blown out Elliot Wolf with Jerod Mayo, and hopefully, it's just a placeholder until you bring in the new guy. But that's not what Burt Breer is saying, and it's not necessarily what Phil Perry is saying. Like, again, Phil Perry. Does Kraft believe Wolf deserves more time because he just implemented his system? You're hearing that a lot. Wolf put in the new drafting system. So and Kraft cares about that, and Kraft referenced that yesterday. So they're just going to blow him out? I don't know that all signs point to that. I hope I'm wrong about that. But I don't know that I give Kraft the benefit of the doubt. I don't. I know you're clear on this, Keith. We agree on this, but I want to open it up to the people out there. Do you want Mike Vrabel or do you want Ben Johnson? Those feel like the top two candidates, the two candidates most interested, or that the Patriots, rather, are most interested in.
You still want Liam Cohen?
Well, no, I would take Ben Johnson over Liam Cohen. I thought when we did our 60-second plan,
you didn't think he was attainable.
I didn't think Ben Johnson would even look at this job, which I was wrong about.
Wow, the turntables.
I would take Ben Johnson over Liam Cohen, but I would have Cohen, too, on my personal list.
Yeah.
Like, in other words, if Ben Johnson takes the Bears job, he sizes them up and goes, Pats or Bears, I'll take the Bears.
Yeah.
I would hope they pivot to Liam Cohen, but I think they would pivot to Vrabel, if it's even a pivot.
I think I'd accept Vrabel more than you would. I would just be, like, fascinated by who the offensive coordinator would be. Like, that would be the biggest question. Like, that was the same thing with Mayo. I was like, I didn't really like the Mayo hire, but I was like, all right, more importantly, who's your offensive coordinator?
Well, it sounds like with Vrabel, it's Tommy Rees.
I guess. I don't know. That doesn't really do it for me.
Me either.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Thought maybe there was a chance they'd bring in Arthur Smith, but maybe that ship has sailed. Who knows? He might be like a head coach in college or something.
Arthur Smith is on the long list of Jets.
Yeah, he's
going to
be there with the Jets.
Yeah.
Imagine just the waiting room outside of the Jets office. Just 20 guys that have failed as head coaches.
It's true.
Wait, what are you doing here? I'm talking to the Jets.
Yeah, me too. So we agree.
Ben Johnson's the guy.
If they're only going to really have two real candidates, which is what it feels like, we both agree that Ben Johnson's the guy. All you Mike Vrabel people out there, explain it to me. 617-779-7937. And I don't hate the Mike Vrabel hire. I like it over Jerod Mayo.
No,
so it's an improvement.
I'll take it.
But I'm fearful that, A, he'd work with Wolf, and B, it's just another example of the Crafts not getting outside their orbit, mm-hmm. not doing a full search, just picking the next guy they know, kicking out the old coach, and bringing in a new guy because he used to play for the team.
You know, it was also,
that does not represent progress.
You know, it was also interesting, too, and maybe not surprising, but in Robert Kraft's press conference yesterday, and when because he was asked about the front office a few times, like Elliott Wolf a few times, and he had different kind of answers as we've been going through, but he talked once again about how bad the drafts have been, how mm-hmm. bad the drafts have been. And then kind of like skipping past this draft, like assuming it's a good draft, and that's where the joke about the two quarterbacks came in, because like, oh, they actually had a good draft. It's like everybody non-quarterback is horrible.
Yeah.
And also, are you saying Elliott Wolf had zero impact on any of the draft picks in the three or four previous years?
I don't know what he was trying to say with that answer, but that is how I took it.
That's what he's saying. Like,
I took it as...
Bill had all the misses.
Bill screwed it up.
And even the hits, I guess, whatever, but that was all on Bill. And it's like, all right, and I have to play this side of the street. It's like, but he did take Christian Gonzalez, right? Who's the other good, the only other good player you have?
Yeah.
Like that was his pick. You can't give Wolf that one.
No.
So,
and we'll hear from Bill Belichick about this whole situation coming up.
Good.
In just a little bit. I'm not sure he can do a victory dance, but he's certainly trying.
No.
Keith, I will say there's questions about Elliott Wolf whether or not, for instance, you and I, this show will outlast Elliott Wolf's tenure.
Sure there is.
Yeah, I think that's up for debate.
I mean, the Vegas odds are like -110 each.
Yeah, I think it's probably true.
Yeah.
But I do think we can score one victory for the show. We were told we would not outlast Jerod Mayo's tenure in New England.
We were told that by a caller not too long ago.
Y'all going to be gone before him.
Okay,
well,
maybe.
I bet you that me and my buddy got a bet. He got y'all and I got you guys to be gone.
Well, I appreciate your buddy taking our side. I want to know what the bet was for. Like, was this for, like, a couple hams? Was this for, like, pizza and
maybe,
drinks? Was it for, like, $1,000? Like, what was this?
Maybe you got to
jump
in the Charles River in a Speedo of your buddy's choice.
Oh,
maybe you got to do that.
One of those.
Could be one of those.
But how about that? Not too long ago, and not to celebrate anybody losing their job. It's a horrible thing. But he is getting millions of dollars, so I feel like it is apples to oranges. But, yeah, he was, like, Mayo's going to be here longer than you.
I agree with Shaughnessy what he said yesterday. And yeah, I mean, look, you don't want to see somebody lose their livelihood. I think Mayo's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
He's got connections and Optum,
no,
if you haven't heard.
True.
I'm sure he'd go back to media.
Go back to Quickslants.
Yeah, there's plenty of things he can do. I think he's going to be
just fine.
We should
ask Curran if he'd take him on Quickslants now. New Quickslants goes, Jerod Mayo.
First question.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
No, I like that.
But that seriously was my favorite call in the last 3 months because the guy was like, he was mad at us. He was pro Mayo, but the fact that he has had he's had a bet with his friend on who would last longer, and his friend's like, Jones and Keefe will last longer. And he's like, no, Jerod
no
Mayo.
No way, man. Mayo's going to do
like,
it.
Like, that's fantastic.
Anybody want to take any bets on Wolf? I'm a little fearful about the Wolf one, to be honest.
I don't know. Wolf might have us.
I'm a little afraid of that
no
one.
No bet.
Based on how connected he is to the Crafts, I'm a little afraid of that one. But put one on the big board for Jones and Keefe. We have outlasted.
We don't have a lot of wins, but there's one. We'll take it. You got to start from somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll definitely take it over the alternative.
One bozo parlay, one bet, us versus Mayo.
It was him or us.
Yep.
And, we're still here.
That's right.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Vrabel or Ben Johnson, those seem like the top two choices. Are they the only choices? I'm a little fearful of that as well. I'm fearful of a lot when it comes to Kraft and my trust level in this ownership group. Plus, Bill Belichick at least tried to take a victory lap yesterday over Mayo's firing. I'm not really sure you're allowed to do that, Keith.
No.
We'll get to it next.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
You know, the Patriots situation, I mean, honestly, I don't have too much of a comment on that. You know, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Robin Glazer, you know, they're the decision makers there, who exactly does what and so forth. Mayo was handpicked by Robert, but in the end, the decision making is something that they'd have to comment on and identify, but you know, they're the ones that are really, you know, making the calls there, and so it's you know, they're the ones that should comment on that. I really don't know from the outside looking in. They haven't called me an ass, so I don't know.
Bill Belichick on the McAfee show yesterday from his car.
Yeah, driving in his car with his kid. doing a little FaceTime, talking to McAfee, wearing the Carolina colors. Big announcement, Belichick's on Twitter now.
Oh, I saw that.
You see that?
Yeah.
And like,
that should be good.
Just as everybody's joining Twitter now. He's got some outrageous handle, too. It's like Belichick_.
Anytime you got to go to an underscore, it's a bad sign.
Yeah. So they landed on Belichick_B.
What do you think his blue sky is?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, you want to keep it the same. I think you want to keep it consistent.
Yeah, you want uniformity there.
Yeah, that way you can make a nice graphic, have people follow you on all the social. Do like a link tree.
At Belichick B.
At Belichick_B.
I'm sorry, yes, underscore. I don't want to undersell that.
Because obviously...
He only has 18,000 followers.
What are you looking to see?
I don't know.
There?
I just figured he's a big enough name where people would be...
Yeah, Brady had like a ton... Like, Brady was also a late add to Twitter.
Yeah.
And then remember, he made a big deal out of it. Didn't he show up on like April Fool's Day? Something corny.
Yes,
like Brady would
that
do.
Is right.
But Belichick, yeah. Do you want to know who Belichick's following on?
Sure.
Okay. Ian Rappaport.
Wow. That's actually, he's following Ian Rappaport?
That's right.
He's like, when do they, I'm just following him until Mayo gets fired.
He's following Fox Sports NFL.
Okay.
Good follow there.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter.
Both of them.
He's following the NFL. I thought he was leaving the NFL.
Yeah, me too.
Field Yates.
Okay, that's all of the media people he's following is actually very telling
NFL,
about where stories come from over the years.
NFL Network.
Okay.
Jordan Hudson.
That makes sense.
He followed Yates before he followed Jordan Hudson.
He's looking for thirst traps.
That makes sense. He's like, let me make sure I get at NFL and NFL Network before I get my 20-year-old girlfriend.
He's just fantasy football advice.
Yeah, I don't even know who to start, who to sit. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll follow my girlfriend. UNC football.
If you went through my timeline, though, and who I followed before you got to my
just
wife, it
knockers.
Would be.
Yeah,
just
people with big knockers. Just butt models.
I definitely followed Schefter before my wife, is my point. But
do
yeah,
you remember,
some butt models. I'm sure those are in there, yeah.
Do you remember? I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, I already know what you're going to say.
There was an older gentleman that we worked with at another place. And
didn't realize you could see their followers.
Yeah.
Who they were following.
Correct.
Yeah.
Somebody had to tell them. Like, you know that that's public.
Public information. That you're following.
It was like butt of the day.
Triple X blonde bimbos. Yes.
Some of it was more aggressive.
Before you even said it, I knew exactly what you were talking about. But yes, I do recall.
He follows UNC football. He follows Pat McAfee. He follows Andrew Blaylock, who is the assistant director of player personnel at North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joe O'Neill. I don't know that guy.
Me neither.
Corey Giddings. He's a draft scout for UNC.
Oh, good.
Michael Lombardi.
Of course.
Freddie Kitchens. So Freddie Kitchens
another
was the
UNC employee.
Yeah. So he was the interim coach when they fired Mac Brown last year. He's also the run game coordinator and tight ends coach.
Ooh.
So he was an NFL head coach like 4 years ago.
Yeah, he got 1 year just like Mayo.
And now he's a run game coordinator at North Carolina.
This is Mayo's future.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's coaching with his kid, though. I think Freddie Kitchens' kid is also on the UNC staff.
What?
Freddie Kitchens' kid?
Yeah.
Really? Xavion Griffin Hayes.
Yep.
5-star recruit.
Oh, well, that's following. Now
that's
Bill's playing the game.
That's part
there
of the thing right there.
That's smart.
Gavin Waddle, 3-star recruit. I wouldn't waste a follow on a 3-star recruit.
Yeah, that's probably an unfollow.
You're not sending the house on that kid. No.
And Kamori House, who I think plays for North Carolina.
Okay.
What a weird list. So anyway, Bill Belichick on Twitter.
Bill's on Twitter, and he's taking a victory lap on the Patriots.
He also mentioned everyone. Robin Glazer.
Surprised to see me here?
We are.
Well, I am too.
I am too. Yeah, not as good of an acting job as Jerry Jones. But
oh, wait till we get to Jerry Jones.
But
guy's going to win a Golden Globe next year.
He mentions Robin Glazer because he's bitter. Robert John.
Yeah, they're the decision makers up there.
And Robin Glazer.
Yeah.
So anybody who discounts that name, Bill just said it. And maybe he said it mockingly, but Bill just said
still
it.
Like, put it out there.
She is involved. And you can scoff at it if you want, but she is. Can Bill really take a victory lap on Jerod Mayo when he's the head coach at North Carolina?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I mean, he's trying to.
He was so bad, he had the same record as you. Like, they both won 4-13.
And it's all your crappy players.
Right? It's part of the
that's
problem.
A weird victory lap. I mean, I get why he's trying to do it. He's bitter.
But
that's all it is.
So I think he can, and it's because, you know, Mayo was walking around last year like he was the cock of the walk because he was taking over the job. Kraft was so excited about it. Kraft was like, oh, I hired this guy 5 years ago. You know, when Bill Belichick just won a Super Bowl. And the smile on Kraft and Mayo's face at the intro presser.
Oh, yeah.
And after week one and how they really thought it was going to work. And then it didn't. So even though, again, Bill's record in 2023 is the exact same as Mayo's, he could be like, yeah, how'd that work out for you? You hired me. I was there for 20 years. You hired this guy. He's there for less than 20 games.
You guys both won 4 games.
Yeah.
It was all your crappy players. You are now effectively banished from the NFL. Nobody wants you. And you're coaching at UNC. And you're trying to take a victory lap. I get it. You're right. He's got a personal thing with Jerod Mayo. I know there's still a lot of Bills supporters out there. And that's part of Kraft's unpopularity. I disagree with that part. Like, they should have fired Bill. Kraft is also unpopular because he slandered Bill on the way out the door. So he's trying to get even. It's a weird flex when you're you have to follow 3-star recruits on social media.
Hopefully you get them.
It's a weird game to be playing, is all I would say. But that's Bill's 2 cents on Jerod Mayo getting fired. It sounds to me like the Patriots have 2 real candidates. And by the way, only one has agreed to take an interview. Vrabel hasn't agreed to take an interview with the Pats yet, right?
It's because you did it weeks ago.
Well, true. Have they even requested that? I guess I don't even know if the Patriots have requested an interview. I don't think so.
Well, it's interesting to me that
they've requested an interview and Ben Johnson will take an interview. I don't think they've requested anything.
I don't think they technically need to because he's not on a staff. So he can just show up whenever he wants.
So that's already happened. Keith is right.
Yeah.
They don't need to request an interview because it happened a year ago.
Yeah.
When he was brought into the Patriots.
There were Davios 2 months ago.
But I think there's 2 real candidates for the Pats, I think. Is that enough? Should they do a larger search? Or are they just, they're one of the top jobs. There are 2 candidates they want. They know they're going to get one of them. There's no point in doing a real search. Let's get into that. Because there's one giant name out there in coaching, Kevin O'Connell, that reportedly is available. Are the Patriots going to do their due diligence? Or is it just a sham operation and Vrabel's got the job in his back pocket already? 617-779-7937. How would you feel about that? We'll get to it next.